Welcome to Celebration, the new podcast that I am premiering. Okay, I have received some questions on my audience and I will answer all your questions. The first, how human relationships have changed with the use of the internet, social media and globalization? Well, the use of the internet lets connect with others. Social media lets them know about lives people through videos, posts, and emails. And globalization attracts human relationships and the majority in the business field. Next, have you been in a difficult situation due to cultural difference? In Korea, people tend to be more reserved. And in fact, I had a classmate in preparatory school. He didn't show his feelings in a way that for me was correct. For example, I thought that was right to express what you feel, even if it's negative or positive. But always, he keep a serious attitude in all situations. Next question. What problems could be caused by the reaction of difference and lack of tolerance? Okay, well, maybe the loss of new experience and knowledge due to a closed mind, fights and even wars between people, the explosion of negative feelings can affect the emotional state of others. Next, with negative emotions could be present when a person from a minority group is rich or left out. First, sadness. A person doesn't want to show the light that brings inside. Second, frustration. A person cannot do something to change things that is day. Third, hate. The energy is negativity direct to the discriminator. And the last one, grief. Someone is emotionally hurt. The last question, what action could you take to avoid the above even when you are not directly involved? Is it best to take action or to mind your own business? I could call some specialist center or talk to the victim and tell him or her that can count on my support. I think it's free will. I can offer my help to the victim if she or he wants I continue in the path, but if the person prefers I leave the situation, I will do that. It's not about ignoring or avoiding the problems. In some cases, it's better to leave the victim to solve the problem in order to don't involve someone else. Maybe the victim can feel more secure if you don't help him or her. It depends too on which situation the victim is in. Is it is extreme, I prefer to ask or insist that my support is for example call to the police is a good choice if the situation is very dangerous. Well, it's all, and thank you for listening to me, and goodbye. See you in next time.